I think the reason that I suck at relationships as a whole is because there's something wrong with my brain. That sounds really dumb, but let me explain. Whenever I have a crush on someone, I create this idealized version of themselves in my head. Even if I don't talk much or all with them, really, I create this version of them in my head and I just fucking run with it. And it's horrible. I'll daydream about dumb little interactions or fake dates, and if I didn't feel like a creep before, I definitely feel like one now talking about this out loud. But it's whatever. The point is, tons of people I know say they do the same exact thing, but do they? I'll overthink every little thing about this person and be anxious all day because I know I'll be around them for like 20 minutes later that day. And I'll overthink and overthink all the things that could have happened in those 20 minutes, but then we don't even interact, and that's fine because it's my fault. But it's awful because, like, hypothetically, because I fall for people so easy, this person could be someone I've never talked to, and they'll post about wanting a significant other. And I'm in my head, I'm like, I am 100% certain that this post isn't about me, but can it be? Or they'll post about someone else, or someone will post about them being cute. And I get this dumb fucking feeling of betrayal in my heart, even though I've never talked to this person. And it's so dumb because I should be able to get over this person so easy because I don't even know them and we're not even friends, so I don't have any part of them that I should be like holding on to. Like, I don't know their personality or their jokes or other things that people usually miss about people. I don't know any of those things. So, in theory, I should have zero reason to take this long to get over them because what am I holding on to? The idea of them? What I think they'd treat me like if we were together? I mean, that's all I'm really holding on to, and it's so stupid, and I'm so stupid. I know this, but I can't stop myself from creating this version of people I've never met in my mind, and I don't know what to do because it's affecting me. Like, I'm losing sleep, not paying attention in classes, and talking to my friends less during lunches and breaks. And just, I come off as sad now, and people don't like to be around that. And I don't know why things like this shift my whole sense of being every goddamn time. I don't really know why I do this. I just do, and it's super dumb because it gets me nowhere, and also I can't talk to people, so I never get anywhere in the first place. And then I'm just sad and single. And I don't know why sad and single is just now bothering me, because part of me is like, oh, you don't need a significant other, fuck that, you're awesome. But another huge part of me just wants someone who will hold my hand and kiss my forehead and dumb shit. And I know I could literally get any of my friends to do that because they know how much of an affectionate person I am, but I don't feel like that's genuine, you know? I want something real. I want someone who loves me, like, romantic styles, because I know all my friends love me, and I love them, so I'm not supposed to be lonely, but I still feel like I am. And it's kind of taking a toll on me for some reason. Like, I know a lot of people say they feel lonely even when they're in a room of people, and I don't think that I feel that way, because obviously I'm in a room of people who love and care about me, but when I'm not around people I know, it's like they don't exist in my mind. And it's like I'm all alone, and it sucks because I'll sit in my bed staring at my ceiling trying to fall asleep, and I just can't because I'm thinking about this hypothetical person. And when I remember that I don't even know this person, and I'm just thinking of this imaginary version of them from my brain, my chest starts to hurt, and then I can never fall asleep. And it sucks because I guess there's maybe something I could do about it, but I don't do anything because if the real them rejects me, then it will be hard to hold on to the fake version of them in my head. And the worst part, I'm not gonna fucking learn. I never do. I'm gonna continue to add on to this brain version of them until I find someone else to latch onto or until they break my heart and I don't recover. At this point, I should know it's inevitable, but I'm still afraid of it happening. That's really all I have to say, you know, aside from sorry if I sound weird. I have my retainer in, you know, miss me with that. It's not my fault. Can't really help it. I sound like a rat. But, you know, thanks for listening anyways.